Good evening. Welcome to Indeed. It's your host, Mike Hamley, here, the independent podcast about independent wrestling. Here with my wonderful co-host, Righteous Reg. How you doing, man?
Building. It's your boy, media man, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcast, your favorite list maker. My life has been lists, Mike. That's all that I know. It's just wrestlers and numbers, fives, hundreds, zeros. You know how it goes. Regular life.
Yeah, it's like double work for you, though, because that's 1,000 wrestlers that you have to compile. That's what I'm saying,
Mike. They don't get it. I've been looking at minimum 1,000 wrestlers' names have crossed my mind in the last 3 months. At minimum, like there's been at least 200 more, I'd say. At minimum, like 1,200 names that I've looked at across the world. So it's a lot to pick. That's what I was thinking about earlier, is that when people nitpick, it's like, you go in thinking in your brain about one name. So you're like, okay, the PWI came out. My favorite wrestler is Jay White. So all you're thinking of is one name the whole time. You're like, Where's Jay White? What's his placement? Why is he not? Blah, blah, blah. You're thinking of one name. Like Mike just said, I'm thinking of 1,000. There's 1,000 names in my brain. So if placement or whatever gets screwed up, it's because 1,000 wrestlers are in my brain, not just one. It's been a lot. But honestly, this year has been the best received of the Black Wrestling's 500 for sure. The PWI has been a little bit crazy, but it's been the best well received. Everybody has been super nice, and I was having anxiety for a little bit because previous years have been a lot, but this year has been super cool. Everybody's been great. It's been awesome to be able to do what the real reason that I started creating the BW 500 is, to just shine light on all these wrestlers. So that's the most important part, is people discovering their new favorite wrestler, people being excited, wrestlers being excited about their spots, just like a list, people talking about Black wrestling. That's really where it comes to. So if you're talking about my list, you're talking about Black wrestling, and that's the reason that it's happened. So I'm just super excited, man. It's been a crazy week.
Hell yeah. I was kind of trying to, like, you know, make a little joke at you in your replies the other day, because you put out the BW 500 like 3 days before the PWI 500 comes out. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you gave yourself, you know, like 3 days of, you know, kind of like advanced DM time to get your DMs blown up.
Yes, I did do that.
But then somebody would reply to me and they're like, you know, it actually seems like the BW 500 this year is like really just everyone's just celebrating and happy that they're on it.
Nobody's
really complaining about their spot.
There's public, a couple, but nothing publicly. Like, yeah, it's nothing I've dreaded like putting it out. Like this year, seriously, there was moments where I'm like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, my following's bigger. There's people, like, people are annoying all the time. I can't take, I just, like, I don't want to. And so that was throughout the year. I was like, I'm just going to forget it this year. But, like, putting it out and the response and everything, it's amazing. I'm so happy that I put it out. I'm so happy that the response and the people have been excited about it. And it's been awesome, man. I'm loving it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. It was a fun day. Been an interesting week. There's been like just what's
your number one favorite independent wrestler in the world, and where did he land on the PWI? Who is your favorite wrestler right now? If you had to pick one independent wrestler, you're like, this is that person. This is the one. There ain't no one better than them. Who is that person?
I'll be honest, I didn't even check where he landed because his PWI ranking doesn't change my feelings on it anyway. Mm-hmm. But I'm wearing it right now, Mr. Tony Deppen.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where Tony Deppen was either. Tony Deppen is an incredible talent. I think he's one of the most underrated. And underrated gets kind of like, I bet you he hates when people say that, because it's like, shut up, whatever. What's underrated? Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's one of the best wrestlers in independent wrestling. And yeah, exactly. His number doesn't change it. Tony Deppen is like those guys. When I preach about rankings and shit not meaning that much, it's for guys like that, because like, this doesn't change Tony Deppen. He's still going to be kick ass tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And like, fuck a number, he's badass. It doesn't matter what number Tony Deppen is, he's amazing. I ended up sending a DM to a very popular wrestler, probably the most popular independent wrestler, the best one right now, and just kind of praised him because he didn't come online. He didn't bitch on Twitter about his number. It wasn't super high, it wasn't super low or anything, but he didn't come online and be like, oh my God, because we preached on this show that he's the best and he should. You know, every show that he does, he's the number one. So why isn't he in the top 10? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't go online and be like, why am I number one? Because he's super humble, we all know. And I was just like, that's awesome, man. Because you could have, you have an argument to be like, yeah, you've done it. We've seen it every time you've done it. So I just love that about that. There were some wrestlers that were not humble, you know, a little bit more higher profile, but, you know, whatever, who cares?
It is what it is, you know. The Call Up Podcast. What's good, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
Goodfellas, fantastic movie. That's what Goodfellas is.
There you go.
Dad joked. Fuck.
Here he goes.
No, but like, yeah, like rankings wise, I don't ever like sit there and go, oh man, my favorite wrestler dropped 20 spots this year. I don't like them as much as I did right before I read this fucking list today. Like, it's, and I don't
imagine you're a Tony Deppen fan. You open the magazine, saw Tony Depp is 260, and you're like, ah, I don't like Tony Deppen anymore. I can't believe he's 260.
Yeah, I only like people in the top 250, man.
Right. No, I can't. 260? I can't like a wrestler that's 260. What?
You did get hit with the dad joke. I'm sorry.
My, set yourself up for it. It's fine.
That's like, you've been thinking about lists for the last 2 weeks. I've got a daughter who started middle school this year. So like, I'm just
whoa.
Yeah. No. My last 2 weeks has been like trying to take care of my back. And then she's like, she hit me with a joke when she got home yesterday. It fucked me right up because I had no idea that it was coming. I'm like, you've been in middle school for 2 weeks and you're just getting sneaky funny now. God damn.
Did you cry tears of dad tears when you let her go to middle school? Or are you done with the crying thing over at this point, being a middle schooler? Or are you still like, oh my God, my baby?
I got like her first ever day of school was kind of like one of those emotional days where you're like, wow, I can't believe, like, you know,
this is crazy. I made that.
Yeah. Like I kept her alive long enough to get to start getting an education. I'm doing a good job so far. Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, after that, it's like every year, it's just like, okay, this is just the same thing as last year, but she's older.
You're growing up now.
yeah, those aren't like, yeah, that, like, you know, by
it's
now,
scary, man. I think I talk to people all the time with kids, and I'm like, I couldn't imagine having a kid that's like in school, in high school or middle school, with the cell phone and like the quickness that news moves and we get all this information. It's too much. I couldn't handle it. Like, if I was 12, I wouldn't want all that we have now. No, just like, give me my one Raw tape that I watch 5 million times and I'm good. I don't need every wrestling show ever. I'm 12.
Yeah, no, but like, so the thing that's been happening with her now is like, I normally should get home from school and she like runs and tells me about her day and how it went and stuff. And like, not like this year she'll pop in and be like, hey dad, I'm home now, my friends want to go outside and play, can I go? I'm like, yeah, you want to like talk about your day? And she's like, ah, oh, like they're waiting for me. And you know,
depression,
like,
just washed over me.
Like, god damn.
Yes, you're getting to that, man. You're just gonna have to accept it. She's growing up, she has things to do. I have friends, dad. I don't have time to be talking to you, telling me about my day. What do you want from me?
Yeah. The Call Up Podcast at best. It's just a lot of filling out forms now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we're not here to talk about my kid. We're here to talk about some independent wrestling. We kind of got to it with the lists earlier, but we watched some shows this week. We got to see some wrestling in Canada, some wrestling in a mall. You know, that's
something, right? That's pretty rare.
We saw wrestling in a mall again. That was like, when did WCW do their
first time since 1995? It happened September 4th. I remember it was Labor Day, the premiere of Nitro, Mall of America. It happened again this weekend with First Wrestling. First time since 1995 that a wrestling show has been broadcast from the Mall of America. Only time I've ever heard about the Mall of America is when it's involved wrestling. I don't know what it is. Like, it's a giant mall, roller coaster or something going on in there. Something special holds place to First Wrestling because they are based out of where everything goes down. So this was a big show. That's it being in the Mall of America, and the WCW connection had played a big part for a lot of people. So
yeah, it was a pretty good show. You know, it was a pretty good show too. It was a lot of, like, we had a lot of bigger names from like TV and stuff, kind of wrestling locals on the show. Wasn't like your super insane, you know, like spot foo indie shows that we've been watching the last few weeks, but
unfortunately we're spoiled.
I've got, you know, I've it was fun though. Like, I you get a pretty broad audience in a mall, so I guess like
That's kind of where I could see landing there, that you have to kind of shift to like what you would usually do in a wrestling show, because there's going to be people that maybe haven't seen wrestling in a long time or don't really understand, and you just kind of have to play it. Like they had Colt Cabana doing comedy. There's some things that you want to make sure to have on the show that if someone who's never seen wrestling or hasn't seen it in a long time can kind of relate to. And I think they leaned in on a lot of that. But for me, as a viewer who watches a million hours of wrestling a week, I need a little bit more, man. I'm sorry. I need something. I need spots. You know me, Mike. I'm Spafu, King of Spafu. I want to see some flips. I want to see Gringo Loco and ASF fucking doing the thing, you know, standing on shoulders and shit. And we didn't get a lot of that.
Balcony dive from the second level of the mall, like come on, somebody had to.
There was no balcony dive, Mike. You know, Matt Justice would have been at the top of that thing trying to jump down, so they would have told, no, you cannot do that, Matt Justice, you have to get down. He would have loved being there. That's so crazy that if this was a GCW show, we would have seen at minimum two balcony dives. So
I do remember seeing somebody tweet at Billy Starks not to do it, and I'm like, you know, if anyone on this card would, that's probably the one.
She has been in the building where it happened a lot. Yeah, that's super funny. Yeah, they GCW would have got kicked out of there. They can't do a show at Mall in America.
Hell no. No, yeah. But we had the local legend, Eric Cannon, defeating Darren Corbin. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some Jerry Lynn. We had some Jerry Lynn getting in, you know, getting around this match.
Yeah, this was a lot of Minneapolis, Minnesota type history. Eric Cannon, of course, is the reason we're all here. First Wrestling is his show, pretty much. And so he, of course, is going to come out, do his Triple H takeover, you know, while we're here. It's me. It wasn't as smug as Triple H. It was definitely Eric Cannon's a great wrestler, mentor, coach, owner, all the things. And he just came out and did his thing. Darren Corbin. Sorry, it's going to, you know, it happens. Yeah. Came out. Plays a big inaugural part of First Wrestling. So yeah, Jerry Lynn, this was the way that you start the show with where they were and everything that's going on, for sure.
Darren Corbin is not my least favorite Corbin in wrestling.
No way, not even close.
we're cool with Darren Corbin. Big Darren facts. With a D. We're all right with that.
Make sure there's a D there, because if there's a B, I'm out of here.
What if he's you like him better when he's happy or poor?
I liked him better when he was poor, for sure. Yeah, happy Corbin, I just can't. And Max scorched him early. You saw that tweet that MJF did too? Ooh. Oh my God. Yikes.
That was a Sheamus. Yeah, he
Corbin just had to do. Corbin was a part of the tweet. He was too
shy. That's a decision. I don't know. Sheamus looked like he'd fuck you up, though.
Sheamus hasn't said anything to him after that. He was just like, all right, kid, have fun over there.
Yeah, it was a good way to open the show, like you're saying. Bring out, you know, your local heroes, your local legend, Jerry Lynn.
Hot crowd, cool looking atmosphere. There's people going all the way up to the top and the fucking
It built up too. Like the show was like getting more people stopping at the railings as the night went on.
Right.
Next up, one of your favorites, I know, frontman Jossie taking on Ethan Page.
Mm-hmm.
Jaw's so cool, man.
Yeah,
Jaw is so cool.
This is a big moment from him. I think if it's not his hometown, he spent a lot of time in the area. Mm-hmm. And I know because on Grapsity, he told us about going to shows at the Target Center and seeing all that. And so, this is a big moment for him. If anybody you want to be in the ring with that you're going to have fun and a great match with, Ethan Page, of course. And they did it here. Frontman Joss coming off some great things happening. Just lost the Black Wrestlers Matter Championship to JDX. Shout out to JDX. But Joss on a streak, man. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't have a contract very soon. So, and Ethan Page is, you know, everybody loves Ethan Page.
Man, Jaw talked all that shit on Grapsity about JDX only to lose that belt.
Damn. That's what it be. It was just JDX's time. JDX is a Chicago boy. Like, it's going to be hard to beat, man. Hard to beat.
You can't beat the hometown guy. Come on now.
I'm saying. Even though they did here. But Jaw got a good reception after it was over. Yeah, super fun match. I love Ethan Page. He's easy. I think he...
That's my hometown, by the way, Ethan Page. So, like, course. This is... He's my guy... I was so happy yesterday. Like, I know we don't, I don't want to talk about TV wrestling too much, but like seeing Stokely when he was going down the line of the dudes in the firm and he got to Ethan Page, and you hear the crowd fucking light up when he got to Ethan Page. It's like, if that's not a sign, and then to hear him say he wants the All-Atlantic too. I'm like,
Yeah, Ethan Page is one of those guys I like.
They're coming to Toronto. And
I don't think he gets enough credit for all the things that he's done and all the things that he does, how he represents himself, how he represents other people, how he works. Like, he's like one of those wrestlers that he needs. I don't want to say like a reward, because, no, you know, but whatever. But like, you got to, like, he needs a payoff. He needs a big moment. He needs something. He's earned it.
I'm holding out hope that when they're in Toronto in like a month, because he said he's going after the All Atlantic.
That's right.
I wouldn't mind, like, you know,
match with Pac. You cannot be mad at that.
I'd love that. But
look it.
Yeah, Ethan Page, he egos edge Jossie across the ring and got the win here. You know, we've got guys from TV coming to work the indie shows. Like, I don't expect your local favorite to probably get a win here.
It's unfortunate, because sometimes they do that when you know that the guy or person would lose, and it's not hurting anybody, and you know the wrestler would do it, but just because they're on TV, they have to. And I understand, but it's also like, nobody. I don't want to say that no one from AEW is going to be watching this show, but like, it's like, if Ethan Page took a loss here, no, it wouldn't be like, fans on Wednesday wouldn't be like, hey, you lost to Jossie last, like, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be fine. I understand it, but also don't kind of understand it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel you 100%. And also, it's like, watching it too, I'm like, ah, the writing's kind of on the wall here. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, all right, well, let's see how good the match is. And like, how is Ethan Page going to beat Jossie? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? How much is Jossie going to get in?
Kind of the issue going along with what I was talking about earlier with this show is it didn't feel like anybody really got out of like second gear. Like, everybody was like, it's like they all
shit off my ringer. On this.
I'm like, is that one of our new drops? I don't know. It's no, like
football's on in an hour. So it's my fantasy football happy. I'm like, hey, bitch, time to gamble.
Get your lineup ready. But yeah, it felt like all the wrestlers, it felt like no one was like, going the extra mile. Was like, we're all just have wrestling matches and it's fun and blah blah blah, and I get it, but I like that next level we're going for it.
Honestly, like, not a lot that could be done, I would say, outside of the ring anyway, because the fucking
it was like, you can't even go out there pretty much.
That was like an airplane aisleway.
Seriously.
If
you want to go down there, you can, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah, like if Mouse came around with the drink cart, you had nowhere to go.
You'd be screwed. Yeah? You had to go around. Yeah. Go to the ring.
We had the first wrestling Uptown VFW title match up next. Devin Monroe defeating Brandon Gore, Lindsay Dorado, which was cool to see him, and Riley Jackson, and Devon Monroe's fucking so dope. I love watching Devon.
Devon's crazy, really
charismatic.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Like one of those people who's just adapted their own version of like everything. So everything looks super unique when Devon's doing it. I love watching Devon Monroe wrestle.
Yeah, I like Devon gives up like some kind of aura, like like something about Devon. You're like, Devon's gonna be on the way, and Devon showed here in this match with some great offense, a lot of great arm drags and such, getting people into different positions. Lindsay Dorado was here on fire. I like seeing Lindsay. I think he's an underrated talent. I think Lucha Lit. I think he should be in bigger positions. So
For sure. Devon though, like you're saying, super charismatic, like immediately.
So
you're just
charismatic.
Like, yeah, immediately you're like, all right, I'm into the match. I want to see what Devon's doing.
Yep, definitely. I liked it a lot. Devon ended up retaining the championship.
Yep, no title change here.
Mm-hmm.
Next matchup, we had a singles match with a special referee, Lisa Marie Verone, otherwise known as Victoria, out here to referee Free Range Kara, defeating Billy Starks, which, all right.
You know, we're surprised over here because we're huge Billy Starks fans. And we talk to Billy Starks. We love Billy Starks. Billy Starks, we're both surprised by this result here. It felt like Billy Starks something. I don't know. Billy, I don't know. I didn't, it was, I don't know. I didn't like it. I thought Billy Starks needed to get the victory here. Maybe Billy Starks could have had a bigger position, a bigger, I don't want to say another opponent, maybe. It just wasn't, something wasn't clicking here.
Yeah.
It felt a little bit clunky, but it was great to see Billy Starks get a big, get a big showing out there, and to see Lisa Marie is always great. So she hit her her little finish at the end too.
Yeah, she hit her with the widow's peak. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Billy was like, I don't know. They were telling a cool story in the match. Like Billy was getting all of her shit in, and Kara was like just kicking out of everything. But like, it just kind of caught her with the pin at the end there. And I don't know. I thought there was more on the. I thought there was like more meat on the bone here.
Yes, agree.
Next matchup though. Orange Cassidy defeating Effie. So again,
meat
like
on the bone right here. This is how you do it.
Yeah, this is one where I was like, oh man, I would love to see Effie catch a win here. But either way, like this one was like everything I expected it to be.
Orange Cassidy, dude, for Ask Rhapsody today. The one of the questions was your favorite like gimmicks like that. Orange Cassidy, of course. That's amazing. Yeah. That's such an amazing gimmick. Duh. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, no, that it was fun. There were the Effie trying to get Orange Cassidy to shake his hand and stuff for like the first few minutes of the match.
When he was teasing tapping out with that.
Oh my god, yeah. Chopped him and he almost tapped out. Then they traded the Undertaker rope walks too. That was
very good. Effie is amazing. We love Effie. Effie could be on any show. Effie not can be. Effie is on any show.
In England right now.
I'm saying always somewhere in different matches, different positions, getting himself over. This is the kind of match that you put on at that mall. Like if somebody walks by and see these two guys doing what they're doing, they're going to stop and continue to watch for sure.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's a good variety mix up of like, okay, you know, here's they're not going in there and doing like, you know, you're not getting like a 5-star New Japan main event kind of like thing. You're getting more crowd interaction, playing off of getting laughs out of the audience and audience participation. And it was more the entertainment side of wrestling as opposed to the physicality.
It's one of those fun house show matches that like the wrestling vets would be super excited about in the day where they could, we just went out there and have fun. We didn't call anything. We blah, blah, blah. This was one of those matches for sure.
Absolutely. They followed up Rumble match. Thunder Frog defeated a whole bunch of people.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah. Warhorse was in here.
Dark Sheik.
Mm-hmm. Black Stallion, Cal Creed, Lore, a bunch of folks. All I got for this one is Thor coming off the top with the hammer was so funny.
Yes.
Eliminating people by just dropping a hammer into the middle of the ring.
Yeah, pretty run-of-the-mill type battle royal. Shout out to the homie Dark Sheik. That was great to see. I love the stuff she was doing with Warhorse in there. Battle royal. Fun.
Fun match came up next after that. Colt Cabana defeating Dak Draper. We got to see Colt Cabana again. That was super cool.
Somebody that's been in a lot of the headlines. Good to see him right here in the flesh out loud. Bingham, still Colt Cabana. If you've seen Colt Cabana, this is the Colt Cabana you know and love. Dak Draper, big giant, handsome looking guy. They had some great chemistry in there. Did some comedy spots. Yeah. Another great way to kind of follow. Like Colt Cabana is one of those wrestlers you could send out there and get somebody to be interested because he's a veteran. He knows a lot. He knows what to do in almost every single situation there is presented as a professional wrestler. So
he's Colt Cabana. He's like the perfect dude where if there's a bunch of people in this mall that have never seen wrestling before, he can show them both actual wrestling and like fun, entertaining shit.
Yes.
Like you just like Colt Cabana is a no brainer for this show. Mm-hmm. And Dak Draper looked good in there, man. Like,
yeah.
And then, we had the dream singles match up next. Dante Martin versus Rob Van Dam
for a minute.
And then, the bell rang and we thought we were getting it. And then out comes Sonny Kiss.
That's he.
Yes.
Interrupts the match. interrupts this dream match. I'm so sad that
what happened here, Mike? It just fumbles right through our fingers, man. I was like, all right, well, just ready, getting my barbecue sauce ready to eat this match, and then no.
Well, it's Minnesota, so you know, you can't go to Minnesota and not have Ari Daivari on your show.
Makes sense. Right?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, we had, and pretty sure Sunny Kiss is a Minnesota native too.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Some kind of connection there, yeah.
Yeah. So we had, you know, we ended up with the Trust Busters, Sunny Kiss, Ari Daivari versus Dante Martin Rob Van Dam.
How do you feel about they advertise this to us?
That's the part where
that's the part that kind of gets me.
If they had got like 3 minutes of a match off at least, where we could have just seen some cool shit from both of them against each other, and then it happened, you know, like I'd probably feel better about it. It was kind of like
you should have just advertised the tag match from the jump if that's what you were going to do. Whoops, I'm still going to be excited to see Dante Martin and RVD team up. So, but I'd rather see them against each other. So it fell into like a, okay, this is cool, but I came for this main event. What the hell happened here?
Yeah, I got a little bait and switch feeling. I was like, damn, I really want it. Like, again, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it can still happen somewhere down the road. Who knows?
We're hoping. We're praying.
I feel like if I ever see it on a flyer again, I'm going to be like, I don't know. Is it really going to be this match?
Are the Trustbusters going to automatically show up out of nowhere? What the hell's going on? Yeah. But yeah, Daivari in the main event. It didn't surprise me. It was just like, okay, like you could have just gave us this from the jump so we didn't get excited about Van Damme and Dante.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all in all, fun show.
It was fun.
Not the worst, not the best. You know, a good wrestling show. If you like wrestling, then watch it.
It was for a public place where it's not just people who are going to be in the building to see wrestling. And as like, hey, maybe come pop your eyes on this. I think it worked as like, oh man, this is going to be a dope show. It was all right.
It's like when they have wrestling shows, it's pretty popular out here in the Bay. They'll have like a wrestling show at like a taco festival or like some food festival. And it's like, there's a ring there and there's wrestling, but it's like not the wrestling that I want to see particularly because I like spots and shit, but I get it. And I understand it's pro wrestling. It's still at the core of it. It's still what this is. So I'm not mad at it. Just not for me.
Yeah.
But we're happy, of course, to talk about different promotions. We're happy to talk about everything. So yes.
Hell yeah. The other promotion we ended up watching this week is very near and dear to my wonderful warm.
We was up there with you, Mike. We finally got up there.
Yep. So C4 makes their triumphant return to the recap of Indeed. They were actually, fun fact, the very first promotion I ever did a recap for on this show.
Indeed trivia, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, we did C4's Time and Tide with still one of my top 5 favorite matches of this year was Kevin Blackwood versus Sean Gresham. It's on IWTV. Go back and watch it. It was in like March or April, maybe May. I don't know. I smoked too much weed to remember dates. Mm-hmm. But this was their, it was a tag team tournament with some singles matches on it as well. But mainly it was the Terry Ann Gibson Tag Team Memorial Cup. Yep. And yeah, so C4 Double Impact, we got to see a bunch of dope Canadian teams that so the cool thing for me was I saw my homie Jenna, she was watching this and she lives in like Massachusetts area. So
shout out to Jenna.
Yeah.
She'd be at all the wrestling open shows and stuff, right?
Yeah. She's there every week. Absolutely.
Shout out to Jenna.
She's put me on to a lot of good indie wrestling this year, actually, which has really helped the show
a lot.
Seeing American friends of mine tuning in to catch this show, it's great for me because I know the reason she's tuning in, for instance, is like Alec Price,
right?
But she's also getting to see all of these Canadian teams and Canadian wrestlers that I know personally, on my end, I know are fucking fantastic because they're all over the place up here.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get down to America too often because like visas and shit, it's like a whole fucking thing. That's a lot of expense for, you know, independent wrestlers to have.
Yeah, I've been yelled at by a number of Canadian wrestlers who do not feel like they get enough respect. And I thought I did a lot better this year with Canadian wrestlers in the BW 500. But for a while there, like I had some in my thing being like, are you guys just going to totally forget about it? It's not that we forget about it. It's just like how things are presented. That's why we love IWTV, High Spots, all the places, because we get to see stuff like this. This was great. Yeah. I love this show. Exactly the opposite of the feeling of that Mall of America show. This show felt like the wrestling I want to see. New, young, hungry, excited wrestlers, just like balls to the wall, going for it, tag team wrestling excellence, just all the shit you want for, you know, this is spot food. This is the shit that I'm trying to see, is this hard hitting, going third gear, fourth gear, really getting into it is what happened here on the C4 show. I've been wanting to talk about C4 for a while. They are a great promotion. Everything that they do, that the charity work that they've done, is like wrestling companies don't exist and do what they did, what they continue to do for charity. Mm-hmm. And yep. It's been amazing because Canadian wrestling, baby.
Over $500,000 raised in the last 11 years for the Canadian Cancer Society, man. Which is wild. I'm always happy to talk about Canadian independent wrestling because I don't get out to see it much myself, what with like back pain and travel, but like I try to keep up with and watch as much of it as I can on, like, so I'm happy that, like, you know, we see C4 on IWTV, we see Demand Lucha on IWTV, we see on the West Coast. God damn it, new. What's their, oh God, I'm going to get in trouble for it. But I got in trouble because I was posting AEW, like for AEW Dark coming up, like when they're here, I'm like, here's all the independent wrestlers I want to see on the Toronto AEW Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's in Toronto, so I'm just listing like people from Ontario.
Yeah, right.
You know, because I'm like, they're going to logically be the ones who travel in. Then people start tagging all these like West Coast wrestlers.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, the East Coast promoters don't want us out there. They're scared of us. And I'm like, I started the Canadian independent wrestling version of the 1995 Source Awards in my fucking.
That's how it goes, Mike. It's all beef. Like, oh, wrestlers want to be. That's why we're not supposed to talk a lot about TV wrestling and stuff. Backstage fight. That's real. Wrestlers don't like each other. There's little beasts brewing all over that you don't know about, and you'll automatically be, and you'll be like, well, I was just talking about what's going on in here. How did I get involved in this?
I listed the Ontario people because I'm like, they can drive to the show. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I'm they're owned by a billionaire, it's, but I don't think they're gonna be flying people in across the country.
Exactly. You get an easier booking if you're there and you don't need travel, you don't need anything, you could just drive to the show and be seen.
Yeah, they're going to Seattle in a month. They'll probably like book you there. It's a shorter drive, you know.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Come on.
Right.
But I'm sorry for starting a fucking turf war for Canadian independent wrestlers in my replies earlier.
Bro,
this month.
Spots are limited, man. Everybody wants, you know, I'm like, if you're talking about them, you need to be talking about me too. I need to get my shine. It's all the way over here. And I'm like,
hey man, if we're going to talk about teams I want to see, you know, wrestlers I want to see from around here, get some opportunities, Fight or Flight, man. Gabriel Forza and Von Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
So dope. They won the opening. So the tag tournament, all the opening matches were three-way matches.
Yeah.
And then we had a 2-on-2 semi, like a, you know, a proper like 2v2 tag match for the semifinals and the finals. Mm-hmm. But so Fight or Flight took a win in the first round. They beat Amazingly Sweet, which is Kristara and Alex Mays, and also the Empire, JT Kirk and Matt Grant. Shout out to Matt Grant and JT Kirk. They're local wrestlers in my hometown of Hamilton.
Yes.
Matt Grant. I didn't even know he wrestled. I literally, like, I would frequent his old job, like his day job.
See, that's awesome. And just I love hearing stories like that. You're wait a second, dude. What are you doing here?
Yeah. And I just like, I was like, oh, okay. You know, like I'd go to the store he worked at, and then I ended up following this. So I'd followed the store on Instagram, and I was like, oh, I talked to that guy a lot while I'm there. I followed him and I see that he's like reffing independent wrestling shows. And I'm like, oh, well, fuck, that's cool as hell. So like, you know, they do a lot of the Empire. They do a lot at like Crossbody Pro Wrestling out here, which is owned by Big Ben. And you know, a lot around Hamilton. So seeing them get out to Ottawa and like do some shit for C4, like that just makes me happy. Cause I'm like, oh, they're branching out of like our immediate locale. That's like, you know, the 1 hour, like the 90 minute drive radius. And it's like, now you're going like 6 hours away to this promotion that like, you know, their local bubble is also, there's not a lot like in between. There's like major cities here, but then like the fucking amount of just like, oh, that's a field. Like, that you have to drive through between them, so it's like the local bubbles aren't like, you know, it's not like where you can be in a different.
You want to get a gig, you gotta go. Yeah. You gotta go for it.
Yeah, you know, like America's crazy to me like that because it's like you can be in a different state in like less than an hour, depending on what state you're in. Like you could literally drive across a whole state in like, you know, a couple hours. And, in some cases, and that that blows my mind because like everything out here is just so spaced out.
Right.
But yeah, it was cool. So. You know, super cool seeing my local guys.
That's Fight awesome.
Fight or Flight picked up the win. They advance. They meet. The next match was an opening round match. MSP was up here.
Great to see MSP up there crossing that border.
Yep, absolutely. And we got to see them defeat the Natural Born All-Stars, Michael Von Payton and Raja Ali, and the new Graysons, JP Grayson, Tommy Grayson. I was talking a lot about how much I love watching MSP earlier today, actually. I have a great time watching them because they work so well together. Like their synergy as a tag team is like off the charts.
It's great.
And I've been, well, what they've been doing is on Wednesday nights now, the two of them host a Twitter space and it's a tag team wrestling Twitter space.
Really?
Yeah. They've been doing it about an hour before Dynamite every on Wednesdays.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I like when people are doing these Twitter spaces, getting together, talking shop, and getting shit together. It's super cool.
So, like, I've been learning a fuckload about tag team wrestling because I'm just going and sitting on this Twitter space. And I'm like, I might as well just do something before Dynamite's on. So, like, I'll pop in there for like an hour, and it's them, you know, trading tips, suggestions, you know, sharing stories with all sorts of other tag teams, like, and it, you know, it's put me on to some new tag teams. It's been interesting hearing, like, you know, it makes me appreciate them more as a tag team because I know that they're one of those tag teams. It's like, no, we're a fucking team.
They're working
together. Like, there's, you know, they're an actual, like, you know, unit, not just like a couple dudes thrown together.
Right. Yeah, that's great. The thing I loved about all these. First of all, like triple threat tag matches are awesome, but everybody's getting their shit in their spots. They're spacing it out. They're making sure everybody gets some shine. So it's not just like one team's eliminated. They're out of here. Like you get to get what that team represented, what everything was about in all these matches. It was a really cool showcase.
Absolutely.
The Canadian talent is awesome. I love just hearing about, cause I don't know, you know, I don't know a lot of Canadian wrestlers. So to be able to discover a lot and hear you talk about where they're working and stuff is really cool.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't know. I guess it happens in other places in the world too. But it's just like it's something that doesn't normally like happen in my day to day life. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm hard pressed to find wrestling fans, let alone wrestlers. In the places I frequent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my favorite wrestler ever is Canadian. So this isn't surprising. Anytime I hear great Canadian wrestlers, like, yeah, Bret Hart is Canadian. What are you, what are you saying? Why are you saying this?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Canada.
Thank you. I humbly accept for the whole country.
I don't know if they're going to let you do that, but yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that.
It's fine. It's fine. We're not even under a monarchy anymore, man. She gone.
Yes. All right. It's lit.
Next up, we had talking about dope Canadian wrestlers, Taylor Rising taking on Becca. Taylor Rising is so fucking cool, man. Strong as hell. She's not even like, she's pretty new. She's only been at this for like a couple years.
Really?
And yeah, but she's like duck to water, man.
I really like this match a lot. They gave mm-hmm. them time. These women were going for it. They weren't playing. Like, this was a really technical match. I like that they gave them time. They gave them time to develop a story. They gave them time to get together. They gave them time to build this thing. It was a good match.
Yeah. We've got some dope women's wrestlers up here. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Taylor on one of them AEW tapings for sure. She has a look and some things.
Taylor, yeah, like she was one of the names I tweeted out actually that I'd like to see on the, because that'd be local. She's from Toronto.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see her for sure.
Like her, Jody Threat, Alexia Nicole, all three of them better be at those fucking tapings.
Oh, Jody Threat's from out there too?
Jody Threat's from Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, yeah. you have to put Jody. Jody Threat's 1,000,000% gonna be on that show.
Oh, Jody Threat has to. Jody
yeah, Threat, she's not. Yeah. I'd be surprised if not.
Yeah, Alexia Nicole's another one that I'm like, fuck, man. Like you would I gotta see her versus like so many fucking women from the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like I immediately want Alexia Nicole versus Masha.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want that. I want
Masha versus the world. Yeah,
definitely. Janai Kai is props to C4 because they bring Janai Kai up here mm-hmm. quite often. So like I've seen Janai Kai versus Alexia Nicole in like variations of triple threats and stuff like that, and that shit always makes me happy. Taylor Rising, actually, they had a triple threat: Taylor Rising, Alexia Nicole, and Janai Kai, and that was on that first show that I C4 Time and Tide. Go mm-hmm. back and watch that because mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite triple threat matches from this year. It was it wasn't Janai Kai. That they were part of a tag match.
Mm.
That was Ava Everett, Janai Kai, and Alexia Nicole.
Gotcha.
Taylor Rising wasn't in that. Taylor Rising was in a tag match. Drugs are bad.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Just from memory.
Hey, I only smoke weed, okay? No.
That's it. Yes.
None of that.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Stephen A.
Yeah.
Baby.
Next match, though, we had the main event was up here in Canada. They defeated Locked and Loaded and the Bay City mm-hmm. Choir Boys. The Bay City Choir Boys are another great team from our wonderful Great White North. Mm-hmm. Main event, though, like, all right, so spoiler alert, they're my gift of the week.
Yep.
Here it is.
Run it.
Jay Lyon is so dope.
Yep.
You
the main event is awesome for this Ring of Fire spot. They do it a couple times. It's one of their signature spots. It's always awesome. Always great. The main event, Quietus Kept, has been one of the best tag teams going. They've been mm-hmm. working hard all over the East Coast, putting in work in Hog Wrestling, putting in work in Wrestling Open, putting in work in a lot of places that we watch. And they got their shit together. They are one of the top tag teams in the world. Yeah. So another team I wouldn't be surprised get a contract soon, and they better stay exactly like they are because they got something good going there. They're both Midas and the Lion are incredible, talented dudes, man. I love their tag team.
Yeah, and again, it's like they're one of those teams where they're they're a true team. They're
exactly
they're a unit. Like mm-hmm. you don't have one without the other. It's mm-hmm. it's Jay Lyon and Midas Black.
Right. Yeah. Great tag team. Amazing.
Absolutely. Then we had another quarterfinal match after this. Fresh Air, Junior Benito, McCray
Let's
Martin.
Go, baby. First of all, I love that name. Fresh Air is an awesome tag team name.
Yeah, absolutely. They're so fun to watch. Two of the proud. Okay, so Junior Benito is my favorite Canadian independent wrestler.
Yes.
People
have been. C4 was the first one when a couple of years ago when I did the list. That's how I got in talking to C4 is they were just like Junior Benito. They were like from RIP. They were like, this is the guy. You have to know him. You have to see him. He's the one out here. He's going to be the one. And so, yeah. And then when I started, getting closer with you, there was one of the first guys of you being like, Junior Benito, you got to see this guy. He's incredible. You got to see him. And so no one lied.
Yep,
incredibly talented young man for sure. Jeez Louise, this guy.
Yep. He's a national treasure. Mm-hmm. I value him as much as poutine, maple syrup, and marijuana.
That's a hell of a list to be a part of, man.
Hey. you know, just staple Canadian things.
Yes, I love it. Yes, Fresh Air, great name, great team.
And McCray Martin, his tag partner here, also a newer wrestler, only a few years experience already. Like he's been tearing it up, and his growth is, it's like a vertical line of
all these young people, Mike. It's wild. It's crazy how great the younger generation is. Off rip, it doesn't, like it used to be like 10 straight, it'd be 10 straight years of grinding, and then people finally start to get their legs. These wrestlers are getting their legs like, I've been training for 6 months. And you're like, what you're amazing. Or like, I've been in this for 2 years, and you're like, you're one of the top wrestlers in the world, and you've only been doing this for 2 years. Like the level of everything has just been upped so high that generation is on fire, man. I mean, even like above that, like the hottest wrestlers are 23, 24 years old. Daniel Garcia is young. There's Nick Wayne, of course, we talked about. Billy, we talked. These are young people. Starboy Charlie, like all these people are just so young, and they get it, and we get to see them before our eyes just be amazing. I love it. It used to be like you watch somebody at this stage in the game, you're going to see some horrible shit, but like these young people, we rarely see horrible shit from them. It's crazy.
There's a video of Nick Wayne doing some shit in England today.
Pull that up.
All right. Can you make small talk while I find
this? Pull this up. This is one of the shows that Mike and I were probably we're gonna have to say something about it, because it looks, I've seen a bunch of GIFs and videos so far of what's going on out there. GCW, TNT in England. Yeah. They are going crazy. It's insane. All the wrestlers. Oh, I've seen mostly non-GCW, like the people that are just featured on the shows, and they're all going nuts. Like they know they have something to prove. They know that a different set of eyes are going to be on them, and they're going for it. I'm loving everything that's happening. I'm going to have to pull these shows up soon and watch them.
This might just pop up now, so we don't get any information on it, but... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry. That's this man went up for a suplex and somehow turned that into a run-up. Come on,
I'm loving it. Beautiful, man, going to work out there. And this is just the first day. They have like 3 or 4 days out there.
Yeah, they're doing. They've got GCW and TNT doing like a joint show today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is a standalone GCW show. It's GCW in Liverpool, and then Saturday is GCW versus TNT. And that one's got I think it's like Blake Christian versus Robbie X, and I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yes, that's gonna be fucking hot. Holy shit, Robbie X. Yes.
Yeah.
Then they're going to Japan super soon also after that too. Like they're on the road as fuck.
Yep, and I think a bunch of them are also doing some stuff with Progress while they're there. I'm pretty sure there's like that Progress, Cheeseburger's got that Progress show happening.
They announced like Nick Wayne, Blake Christian, Jordan Oliver, Tony Depp, and like a bunch of like our homies are gonna be out there fucking tearing it up. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I'm wearing the shirt, but like I often will just tweet. Just this sentence, Tony Deppen is my favorite wrestler, randomly, like probably once every like 3 days, sometimes more, sometimes less. And I don't know if people like get confused and think that's a joke. That's real. That is a 100% fact. It has been from basically like January earlier on. I just was like, I can't miss this guy. He's fucking fantastic.
He's amazing.
What do we have up next year? We had the semi, some Fresh Air moving on in this tournament. We had
incredible
the semifinal match come up. MSP defeated Fight or Flight, and this is like, okay, you've got one of the best teams from the Northeast United States coming up here wrestling. I don't want to do Tabernacle to team like that, but so I'd say one of the best teams in Canada.
Okay,
but yeah, so Fight or Flight versus MSP. Holy shit. This was like, this is this was the wrestling I am looking for. Very
yes, much. This is what I like. Thank you. Turn it up. You guys go for it. Oh, everybody's going 100 miles per hour. This is awesome. Yes, I like this.
Yeah, MSB yes. does that backpack senton thing, and there are two teams that like they have unique double team offense. Yes, they're such like veteran tag. Yeah, they're like veteran tag teams. They interact with the other team so well. Mm-hmm. They're doing everything like on the apron. Even the guy who's not in the ring is like invested in the match and being involved in shit. It's just so much fun. Like I,
super fun.
An independent wrestling tag team tournament, but in Canada, we did it first. Yes.
We did it first, baby. Let's go, Canada! Yeah. And all the Canada teams really came to represent. They made sure that you know what's up there.
Bring your belts up here at IWTV. Give them to Fight or Flight.
No, seriously, they should be involved. Oh, and damn, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but they've been announcing all the tag teams for that tournament. And brother, it's hot out there for that independent wrestling tag team tournament happening for them championships very soon. That's going to be hot.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull that up for us to look up later.
Yeah,
but
Canada showing that hey yo, we might have a little dog in the fight. We at least need a title shot at some point going on here, you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Fight or Flight, Fresh Air, either one. Love to see it.
Yeah,
shit, Violence is Forever is the C4 Tag Team Champions. Like right. You know, we mixed it up.
Yes, exactly. Return the favor.
Actually, I'm pretty sure all the C4 belts are held by Americans right now because Kevin Blackwood's the Underground and World like double champion.
Well, he just gave one. There was a video. He
relinquished the Underground. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that after this, actually. So the next semifinal match, we had Fresh Air defeat the main event, which was nice. You know, want to see the local guys get to the final. It was really cool that Fresh Air got to the finals instead of Fight or Flight.
Right.
Which I thought Fight or Flight was going to go against the main event in the finals.
I thought so too.
I thought like the inexperience of Fresh Air would, you know, they wouldn't be able to topple the main event, which made it that much cooler when it happened. Mm-hmm. So we ended up getting a really cool finals match between MSP defeating Fresh Air. So shout out to MSP for winning the Terry Ann Gibson Memorial Cup Tag Team.
Great showing. They had some doors involved. They got hardcore. Yeah, it was a
shit. That was weird because I don't think I've ever seen a door in a Junior Benito match before.
There you go. Things are changing, baby. Bring a couple Americans over. That's, you know, it's door. Yeah. It's doors over here. It's the doors. Jim Morrison.
That was a cool finish, too, because Danger. You had like the running cannonball senton where he jumped over Buddy on the door, hit Junior in the corner, and then,
great tournament. That was all the wrestlers, all the tag teams, everybody brought it. I love the triple threat format. I love how they switched it to regular tag team matches after that. Phenomenal stuff out there, C4. Everybody was hungry. I said, it was exact opposite of the other show we watched. This was one of those. These are wrestlers trying to get jobs somewhere else, trying to move up the ladder, trying to be the next ones that you know. This was
Speaking of wrestlers trying to get jobs, there is one match on this show that we did not discuss yet because I wanted to just finish up the tournament part, but Evil Uno defeated Alec Price. And if we're talking about wrestlers trying to get jobs, Alec Price has wrestled Evil Uno, Ethan Page. I'm trying to remember who else from AEW he's wrestled. He wrestled Ortiz at American Rana. He got into a shoving match with Wheeler Yuta and Eddie Kingston. Like, he's all over that radar.
Yep. He wrestled Homicide, who's adjacent. Like, he's been
true.
Locking it up with pretty much everybody who he's in that independent on the cusp position of they want to see what he got. So they're sticking him in with all the guys to see how he can really do it. And the bro has not missed yet, as we've seen. He is on fire right now, Mike. And Evil Uno, I think I've seen a couple. I think I saw him wrestle at the PWG show I went to last as a singles. I think I saw him wrestle a couple other places. And as a single, Evil Uno is super fun. I mean, you know, always Super Smash Bros., one of our favorite tag team. Shout out to Canada. They're Canadian, right? Super Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the Canadian homies, one of our favorite tag teams of all time. But Evil Uno on his little singles run has been super fun, man. Just aggressive, hard hitting, all the shit you love about him, charismatic, everything you love about Evil Uno. He brought it here, and Alec Price got something to prove every fucking show. He wants to be the guy that you remember. This was a great match to have kind of in as a little palate cleanser for the tag team matches that we saw. Great match.
Yeah, I could go on about Alec Price all day. Everyone knows how I feel about him.
We know you love Alec Price.
I'm just trying to check right now. He's
the leader.
He's actually passed a couple. Okay, so I checked this earlier on, and Alec Price outside of Dragon Gate has wrestled more matches than anyone else this year.
That's insane.
Per cage match. He's still actually on that list as.
Do you know how, the number?
104 matches this year.
Oh my God, dude, that's crazy. That's so many matches.
Yeah, it's September. There's still 3.5 months left this year.
But the bro's working on Monday sometime, Thursday sometimes, all weekend. I mean, you could get it in there when you're going for it.
Yeah, there's Fight Life in Rhode Island. That's a Wednesday indie now. Mm. So like there every Wednesday, basically or like whenever they run Wednesdays, there's Thursdays. Right. He's always at Wrestling Open every week.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Southern Underground Pro Bonestorm Championship. So he was getting down to uncharted territory on Mondays. And then, you know, he's going to be booked on Fridays and Saturdays. Come on.
Definitely every fucking week, sometimes on Sunday. So bro could maybe be possibly doing 5 matches a week sometimes if shit's lit. You know what I mean? Like 3 of them minimum he's going to be putting in, as we can see by the numbers. The bro is out there going for it. This is how you get to where you want to be. Reps are everything. And if you got more reps than everybody, if you've been in the ring with everybody, and if people like you and they're going to recommend you, you're on your way. Alec Price is on his way, man. I'm excited for him.
Hell yeah. So that wraps it up for C4 Double Impact. That was a crazy good show.
Great show. We love C4, man. That was amazing.
Dope tag team wrestling. You want to find out some good independent tag teams from Canada? Best place to check out. It was a huge showcase for them. I like that they had basically a bunch of, you know, Canadian teams, like 2 Canadian teams being featured against an American team.
Right.
That's, you know, like people are kind of, you know, familiar with and have a name in the US. So that's a good way to go with it. They have their next show coming up is their season premiere. They run seasons from September through to like July.
Sweet.
So then, even though they still have like shows in August,
they still do it,
you know. But hey, cool.
Those are off season shows,
yo. However, they're doing it, it's working and it's dope. So, do your thing, C4.
Please continue
for that. They have announced, like we said, Kevin Blackwood relinquished the C4 Underground title because he doesn't want to hold 2 belts hostage if he can't get up to Canada too often.
Yep.
So he's going to hold the C4 championship, but he let the Underground title go because, in his words, it's a title for, you know, people proving themselves and like kind of, you know, planting their flag and saying, I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, we have Addy Starr versus Cecil Nix versus Alexia Nicole versus Yo-Yo versus Kobe Durst versus Josh Bishop versus Gabriel Fuerza versus Myung J. Lee in a gauntlet match.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of talented people in there in that gauntlet match.
Honestly, there's a case to be made for almost all of them. So,
yeah.
Not even almost. Like, there's a case to be made for all of them. So,
there is.
Like I said the other day, I'm just going to sit back and happily watch the match and not try to guess who's going to win or try to pick a favorite here because they're all dope and I want to see them all win for reasons.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, that could be anyone.
Tag match, Tabernacle team, Matthew St. Jacques and Thomas Dubois versus the Philly Marino Experience, Philly Collins and Marino Tenaglia. We've got I caught my side monitor for a second because I have the list of the tag teams for the IWTV tag teams up.
Gotcha.
But we got Evil Uno versus Warhorse.
Hot. Yeah.
A first time matchup coming to Canada. Stu Grayson versus Tony Deppen.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be great. Stu Grayson's amazing. I think we're going to see a lot more from him coming up in the future. And Tony Deppen, these are 2 guys that are going to put together some really technical, amazing shit. I'm excited about that match.
I can't wait to see
that's pretty hot.
Devin come heal it up and be just
he's gonna have so much fun.
He's gonna be missed. he's gonna just come up and we're too polite for Tony Deppen up here. People are too polite. He's gonna be like Elvis in the '50s. Like it's people are gonna lose their shit. Like, what the fuck is this?
What's wrong with this guy? Yeah, no, he's gonna have so much fun.
Davey Richards versus Junior Benito in a rematch.
Ooh, let's go, baby. Yeah, yeah. Davey Richards on the way, always fucking somebody up.
Junior's been beating people this year too. He beat Anthony Green earlier this year. He didn't beat Jeff Cobb, but like he didn't get killed immediately by Jeff Cobb. So
That's something.
They had me a couple times in that match. I thought he was beating Jeff Cobb. I was like, really? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's gonna be dope.
That's gonna be a great match.
That is September 23rd, so later this month. More coming up. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Please pull that out. I'm pretty sure the show is on a Friday. It's probably gonna air on the Tuesday on IWTV because that's what they usually do. Is they just do it live on Friday and they don't live stream it, which I kind of like because then you don't have to worry about technical difficulties.
Yeah, exactly. Just like if you're gonna have any of those problems, not just C4, every fucking independent wrestling company ever, there's going to be problems. Just we'll wait on it, bro, because we don't want to start watching it and deal with technical Linux coming back and you're telling us it's going to be like, no, just give us the complete product so I can watch it and be out of here.
Yep. And then some other dope shows that happened this week. We had ICW. Yep. ICW No Holds Barred Volume 32. And since we're, I wanted to shout out Casey Catal / Kirk for winning the American Deathmatch World title off of Joel Bateman.
Yep.
That was super dope. And I hope
shout out to Casey. Tremont, she's amazing.
I hope Matt Tremont's face heals up soon because he got like super cut open on like he's gonna have such a badass looking scar from that though. It's like evil villain, like giant slice in the cheek. So
the game, but damn, man, it's like you don't like he didn't go into that match thinking I'm gonna be scarred up forever, but yo, hello, that's deathmatch wrestling in your fucking face.
Yeah, he's literally gonna look like such a badass with that scar. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
this was violent, man. There's a lot of violence going on there.
Yep, like your clip of the week from
my clip of the week is from this
Slade versus show. York.
Of course, like I was telling you before the show, the sidewalk slam. Sidewalk slam is one of my favorite moves ever as a kid. So when I saw this clip online, I was like, hey, yo, this is crazy. Super sidewalk slam all the way from the top of a place. They shouldn't be up there. They could barely hang on when they're up there, but they made it happen. Super duper sidewalk slam through some light tubes. Just violent action. I just love it, man. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know why, but yeah, some violent deathmatch wrestling, super sidewalk slam. Looked great. Amazing. My gift of the week. Super cool. Deathmatch. Who would have thunk
that's
it?
Wild, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then since we mentioned it, I did pull it up. I got the territory tag team tournament, the T4 Summit, to crown the independent wrestling tag team champions. There's no fucking Canadian team on here, Reg.
Yeesh.
So my pick to win it, because they're at least the C4 tag team champions. We have a first round matchup of Violence is Forever versus the main event, which that should tell you how stacked this tournament is when this could be like, you could have put these teams on opposite brackets and I could have called it a finals, honestly. So
I might be kind of going for the main event. So our teams might be facing off first round, first match right there. Damn, look at that.
All right. Well, let's hear the rest of the field first, because I might honestly switch my team up by the time
I know. I already know one.
So we know we got Violence is Forever. We know we got the main event. Fly Def, Bussy, the West Coast Wrecking Crew.
Waves and curls out there too, ain't they? I don't know.
Waves and curls, the Kirks, Culture Inc., Kings of the District.
Oh my god, dude! I don't know any one of those.
To infinity and beyond. C4 and the Bang Bros, Davey Bang and August Matthews. Like,
because then a team like that, that's maybe not as of higher, you know, and at this moment, it might work better for them, like a team like the Bang Bros, getting the victory, going around defending the championships will build prestige for them. You know, you never know. Like, you don't have to go straight out bussy out the gate because they're one of the hottest tag teams. You could give it to another tag team. Like I said, we talked about the main event earlier in this show. They're one tag team that's been doing it for so long. They're in sync. They're ready to go.
Yep.
They could carry those championships to super high heights. Violence is Forever, one of the most talked about tag teams in the world. When people bring up tag team wrestling, they bring these guys up. They've already got tag team championships and hella companies. I don't know. Honestly, Mike, you naming all the teams, I don't know.
Yeah, if you'd showed me the field, I would have been like, oh, maybe Violence is Forever versus Main Event in the finals. And now,
right,
like, that's I look at all these and I'm like, I don't know, man. Like,
Culture Inc. I love those guys. Ways Culture and Curls. Inc. Come on, dude. I don't. This is just awesome.
Kings of the District. King fucking of up, district,
dude.
Oh, C4, Gabriel Rosas and Classic Cody Chun. A staple West Coast tag team.
Defy, baby. These are, yo, come on.
Prestige tag champs or former Prestige tag champs.
Yeah, like, come on, you guys.
And people are
West
like,
West Coast West Working Crew.
They didn't include enough people from certain regions in the tournaments. Like, how big of a tournament can we do here?
Mm-hmm.
Those
championships are going to be on the move when the tournament's over. Everybody's get the opportunities for it.
So like, that's going to work out. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the teams who aren't included in the tournament are still going to get shots at the teams who are in the the team that wins the tournament is going to take those belts around. I hope they don't, like, they're not just going to AC Mack it and stay in the region.
Yeah, I hope not. They got to.
But
he's on the move now too. But I think it's going to be a little bit more of that.
AC Mack did that to build up Uncharted territory. That was the purpose of that. It's like, I'm not being an asshole here. I know that was to build up the South. He won the belt. They had Uncharted territory in the South.
Yeah,
he kept defending it in the South every Monday on Uncharted territory.
Exactly.
Every other Monday.
We love AC Mack. We love Uncharted territory. But you know, we want to see it. We want to see every. I want to see it in West Coast Pro. I want to see it. You know, I want to see the championship in all the independent wrestling places. Like, this going to be like the old regional championships, the NWA championship. They're defended over here. They're defended in California. They're defended in Philadelphia. They're defended in New Hampshire. Like, I want to see it everywhere. I don't want it to just stay in one place because. Yeah. Independent wrestling, that's cool.
You want to talk about AC Mack next Thursday on Indeed? We can watch Prestige this week.
Yes, we have been talking about watching a Prestige show, and this Prestige show this weekend is pretty hot. So,
yeah, we've got AC Mack defending the IWCB World Championship against Sonico, Team Filthy, Tom Lawler, and Jor-El Nelson against 440's RSP and Atticus Cobra.
We don't like 440. Boo, they suck.
We've got Sandra Moon getting a super dope match here against Maki Ito. Malachi Black, his like one indie booking that he didn't cancel. He's wrestling Kid Bandit, which I'm very cool for Kid Bandit.
Kid Bandit is so excited, so ready for it. I saw Kid Bandit on Reddit asking people for advice about the match. Like, this is a great moment and spot. I'm happy that Malachi did not cancel this particular booking here because Kid Bandit's so excited.
We got, I'm excited. This one's not even like, this one's halfway down the card and it's might be the most hyped for Trisha Dora versus Miyu Yamashita.
Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. That could be the fucking main event. That's going to bang. Oh my God. I hope this leads to Tristan Japan very soon, man.
That match, like, give it to me now. I need it. Like,
Yes, agreed.
Dark Sheik versus Taya Valkyrie.
Sheik.
I'm not laughing at the match. I'm laughing at my stupid fucking sound effects. I'm sorry.
Crack.
Tyler Bateman versus Alan Angels. That's going to be super cool. Robert Martyr versus Jordan Cruz. Jordan Cruz showed up and showed out at West Coast Pro a couple times.
Yep.
Alex Shelley is supposed to be there. I don't know if they're giving him an opponent or if he's just going to show up and be a menace around the IWTV world title match or something. But yeah, that's gonna be fun. We're gonna figure out what else we're gonna watch.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's so much to pick from.
There's a whole fucking company over in England right now. We've never done a Circle Six show, and they have a show on Sunday on IWTV.
Circle Six has a show. I have a couple of homies involved in Circle Six. Okay.
Yeah, who's on that? Atticus, Arrow Boy, Zachary Wentz, Jeff Cannonball, Kita, Jake Crist, Ray Horace versus Viento.
Yeah, apparently West Coast Pro just announced, they sent out a tweet that that's a qualifying match for the King of the Indies coming up over here. Yeah, that match right there. They announced it, I think, earlier today. Yeah, Ray Horace and
okay,
fun.
Maybe we'll do Circle Six this
week. Yeah, I think we might have to. Vin's on there?
Not on the card. It's not listed on IWTV, but who knows? I don't know. Vinny's been there a lot, so.
Yes.
Always happy to see the final boss of the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's it for Indie this
a
week.
A lot going on, man, of all times.
It's, as always, it's a fantastic time to be a fan of wrestling, even more so if you like independent wrestling.
Seriously, it's an overload of great content. Like, there's still so many companies and shows that we don't cover that are doing amazing things out there. So beyond what Mike and I recommend to you every week, there's still things that you could be discovering. There's still wrestlers to be discovered. There's still companies to be discovered. There's still shows. There's everything that you could want. Independent wrestling legit never stops. We just talked about shows that happen on Mondays, Wednesdays. There's not a day that happens that wrestling is not on, and not just replays. Like live, there's live wrestling legit every single day of the week somewhere in the world. It's insane. It's a lot to keep up with, but we are lucky, we are spoiled, and we don't want it any different. Give us more. I'll take it.
Yeah. Hell, like, on top of not just like wrestling's on, every month on IWTV, they release a different episode of The Life Of, following around your favorite independent, it's literally your favorite independent wrestlers. Every month, a new wrestler gets a feature, they get a GoPro, we're getting to see a window of maybe like 2 weeks to a month of their life condensed down into like an hour and a half episode at times.
And there's been a couple of signings like this is leading. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good piece of footage to have already for some people that are already doing it, to look back and be like, this was a year ago I was doing this and now I'm here. So
Daniel Garcia,
exactly. Like
Daniel Garcia, literally, he had a life of about like, it was early, it was like late last year. Like, you know what I mean? And that's out. Willow had one. And like, come on, she's got like a Shop AEW shirt. We know
she's down. They haven't announced it, but she is down as fuck.
Yeah. She's got like, I see this man tweeting out, every week he's doing the Watch Dynamite Tonight tweet, and I'm like, if he's not signed by fucking Ring of Honor, then
I'm saying.
But right. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are on deals that just have to be hush hush about
things
until a certain promotion actually like full launches instead of this like pay per view schedule shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Does that qualify as an indie still? Are we gonna be talking about ROH on here? Like,
yes,
because it's like an indie, but it's like an indie that's owned by a billionaire, so like
the lines are pretty fine, but it's Ring of Honor.
It's like the indie.
We done an independent wrestling show, we never talked about a PWG show, and I'm PWG young boy, so I mean, you know, that's how things happen.
Okay, so here's the thing though, like, for us to talk about a PWG show, we'd have to talk about one that happened 6 to 12 months ago. Because I don't have a way to fucking watch it because I don't live in California,
right? I walked right into that one. And they have the thing with High Spots where they can't. It's legit like a year after the show is when they'll put it online.
Yeah, so. you want to talk about Mystery Vortex from last year? I can talk about that one because that's the last one I got to see.
All these wrestlers are totally different in different spaces. I get it. Yeah. We'll never talk about PWG.
It's September and I don't even think you can stream Bola yet.
No, you can't.
And it happened in January.
Yeah, nuh-uh. In January, you'll be able to stream it.
Which, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when the DVD comes out, I'll just find it somewhere else anywhere. I'm certain.
Like, I do know what you're saying.
I gotta get it somewhere.
But no comment.
Because DVDs are expensive. Come on, man. Like,
no comment.
I want to see every one of their shows, man. You think I can't spend that much money on DVDs?
You guys think we're rich? Send us all these shows. We'll talk about your show, but we just can't afford it. Like, fucking, if we're watching three shows, some shows are $20, some shows are $14. Like, that shit adds up, man. Like,
oh man, VXS announced that their next show is on IWTV, and I'm so happy because I'm like, so I don't have to pay for a VXS show.
Yes, anytime that it's on IWTV, we're happy. We love Fight TV. We love that people are getting an opportunity to get paid, but just for us specifically, it gets a little bit rough out there.
Yeah, this is an out of pocket pay per view budget we're dealing with here. So send us fight codes.
Send them, fight,
please.
Fight, we're your friends. All we do is promote for you guys. We talked about a show that happened on Fight, dude. Come on.
I paid for it just to talk about it.
Yeah, see?
I do it like every weekend.
We shouldn't be paying. Fight. We need a Fight hookup. Fight. Holler at your boys. Cause like
holler at us, Fight.
Money.
Oh yeah. But yeah, that's been our week. We got next week planned, so you know what to expect when you're here. You know, come tune in.
Yep.
Tell everyone where they can find you in the meantime, Reg.
You can find me at Righteous Reg on all your social media platforms. Crap City Podcast every Saturday morning. It's going to be a super great episode this week. Two great lists. I've talked about them a little bit earlier here, but officially, you can get the digital issue of the PWI 500. It is ready to go. All 500 of the names right now, PWI online. Go there, subscribe, or just buy the single issue, however you want it. Don't steal it from Twitter. Also, the BWI 500, BW 500. I can't believe I said BWI. I hate when people say the BWI. It's BW 500. I tweeted about it. The BW 500 is official. 500 of the best black professional wrestlers in the world. There's so many of them. So many great names. Please go on to my Twitter. Check out the page. Discover it. And we're just going to continue this. It's more of this. It's more of that. It's indeed. Every week you could catch me here with Mike talking about some slams, talking about some spot food, smoking some weed, living life.
Hell yeah. And you know, me always find me on Twitter, Mike from Indeed. He has two
names though. You got to make sure it's the right one. You might get screwed up in
I fixed the other one now. So it's not as similar to my current one.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you and like six or seven other people who have done it. So it's you're in a special club of people that I fucked over with having two Twitter accounts.
That's fine. We're moving forward.
It's because I got suspended the one time. I needed a backup.
Yes.
Yeah. But you find me. Yeah, it, right there. Twitter handle. It's under my wonderful face, mm-hmm. which. Yeah, that's a lie. But anyway, I'll be talking about wrestling, watching wrestling. I might tweet out the Body Slam main account. I really don't do much else.
It's football, right? That's where you're going right now to see, right?
Literally, like when we're done this show, I'm going to put Thursday Night Football on.
Yeah. So and the NFL is dominating too. Like last Sunday, my time, legit, I didn't have my timeline is filled with wrestling. There was zero wrestling on my timeline on Sunday. It was all just football. Like all the wrestlers, I was like, yo, it is legit. Every single person on my timeline that's a wrestler, a wrestling fan involved in wrestling are tweeting about football.
It was amazing to me because I'm just like, oh, it's like so I have this thing that's happening a lot lately where like there's bands and music I like, mm-hmm. and I find out that they're like wrestling fans or or they're doing like wrestling adjacent shit. Mm-hmm. Like Taylor Young from God's Hate.
Right.
He's done a bunch of music in AEW mm-hmm. now. Like he did the new Wardlow theme and he did the Julia Hart theme with the vocalist from Dying Wish whose hat mm-hmm. I'm wearing. Like, so that shit always pops me. But like seeing the wrestling into football crossover is like, oh, that's all of you.
Everyone. Crazy how everyone's locked in, everyone's doing fantasy football, everybody is like football. We don't care about anything else in the world. There's only one thing on our mind. It's consuming the world. So I'm excited for y'all.
Absolutely. Other than that, though, you know, I'll be talking about football for the foreseeable like 3 days. You find me here every Thursday doing Indeed with Righteous Reg. You find me whenever, you know, sometimes I'm around with Cassidy. We do Game Changer Weekly. It's, you know, Game Changer.
That's Cassidy.
It's Game Changer bi-weekly, sometimes bi-monthly, but, you know, it happens. And then every Saturday, 3 p.m. right here on Body Slam, All Elite Weekly with my homie Adam. And we, you know, talk about the week in All Elite Wrestling and usually just cook some Twitter trolls. Yeah, it's a great time. I love it. It's I didn't realize how fulfilling it would be just going in on people's dumb takes on Twitter.
It's something.
Oh, man. And then, of course, the social is right below our beautiful faces here. But at Body Slam Net Pro Wrestling on YouTube, at Body Slam Net on Twitch, Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube. Watch our content.
Yep.
We like it. We appreciate your support. Thank you for spending another weekend, another week with us talking about independent wrestling. Hope you have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.